New heading. It only takes one. The mindset of searching for the third alternative. Just as doing 20 push-ups is a physical analogy or metaphor for personal success, I would like to use another metaphor in my teaching to illustrate both the mindset and the skill set of searching for and achieving a true third alternative. I asked the audience to send a so-called volunteer who was very strong and over 6'3" to come up and take me on in an arm wrestle in front of the room. As the person is being coaxed and then is walking up, I start arrogantly telling the person to prepare to lose. I brag about my prowess, skill, strength, and black belt ranking. When they finally arrive up front, I tell them to repeat after me, "I am a loser," which most cooperate in doing. I tell this monster of a person that it's not a matter of size, it's a matter of technique, and that I have it and he doesn't. I become caustic and cutting. As intended, the audience's sympathies turn to my opponent. We get into the arm wrestle position with right foot against right foot and grab each other's hands in the middle. I then ask the table of people who volunteered my opponent if they would be willing to fund the contest. In other words, if he puts my arm down to the same level as our elbows, they would pay him $1. And if I put him down, then I would receive $1. They always agree. Then I ask somebody nearby to be the timer. They are to tell us when to start, give us about a minute to wrestle, count the times he puts me down or I put him down, and then get the people at the table from which the volunteer came to fund the whole deal, $1 for each put down. I then make sure the funding group feels their pockets are sufficiently deep to sustain this contest. They always agree. The timer tells us to begin. I immediately go limp, and he puts me down. Usually he's very surprised and puzzled that I didn't resist. He wonders what's going on. So we go back up to the top position. I let him put me down again, and perhaps again and again. All of the time he's expecting resistance. He usually starts feeling a little guilty, like he's being unfair. And then I simply say to him, "You know, what would really make us both feel good would be for both of us to win as much as possible." He's usually intrigued, but because I so attacked him, he doesn't know if he can trust me. Perhaps those are just nice words. What if my real plan is to flip or manipulate him in some way to my own advantage? But as I continue to let him win with no resistance, his conscience usually becomes my advocate, and he becomes open to my suggestion that if we both win, we'll both win more. Though begrudgingly, hesitatingly, and with some struggle, he is usually finally willing to let me win one. Then we go back to the center position, and then I let him win without any resistance. And within a few more seconds, he starts going back and forth without any resistance. Occasionally, some volunteer still is puzzled and wonder what's going on. They continue to resist, but eventually, it becomes a free-flowing, easy, and effortless program for us both. Next, I say, "Now, why don't we really get efficient?" Then we start moving our wrists back and forth, which is about 5 times faster than moving the whole arm. Then we use both arms and double the result. Finally, I say, "Now let's go over to your table and do it in front of their faces so that they can count the number of dollars they owe us." By this time, everyone is roaring and getting the message. I then explain to the audience that think win-win, the mindset of searching for the third alternative, is the idea or principle of mutual respect and mutual benefit. In the arm wrestle, even though I was pretending to be stronger, better, and more aggressive in order to get my opponent into a win-lose mindset, I actually brought a win-win intention and mindset to the arm wrestle. Then right away I began seeking his interest, his win, without resistance. Once he became sufficiently humbled, open, and guilt-tripped, he then became receptive to the idea that we could both win more if we cooperated together. Then we became creative by first moving our wrists back and forth very rapidly, and then by bringing the other 2 hands together, moving them back and forth as well. The end result was truly a synergistic one, where both of us won a great deal. As for the table that had to fork up the reward money, they too won a great deal. Of learning. Of course, no real money was exchanged, but it's a very powerful, fun, and physical illustration of searching for and producing a third alternative. Can you see how I had to bring the inner strength and security of a 20 push-up capacity at the personal level to sustain my efforts to build trust and search for a third alternative? Because I had created within the other person's mind a deep competitive sense of win-lose, even to the point where he was inwardly saying, "There's no way this little bald pipsqueak is going to put me down." I had to patiently persist in the face of my opponent's understandably fierce response to my initial fake arrogance and personal attacks. Many people believe both people have to think win-win. Not so. Only one has to think it. Most people also believe that the other person must cooperate. But creative cooperation that produces third alternatives doesn't come until later, when you synergize. One simply has to first prepare the other by practicing empathy or deep listening, seeking his or her interest, and consistently staying with it until the other person feels trust that they're not going to be used or manipulated or tricked. I did this on the Oprah show one time and had to go to great lengths to persuade the producer of the show to let me do it. The problem was that it had to be spontaneous, and no one would know the outcome, least of all Oprah herself. Between the loss of control and the reality of how each show has to stand up against rating standards, the producer felt very vulnerable and skeptical. But I continued to reassure her, and Oprah and I eventually went for it. While on the air, I similarly attacked and criticized her, told her of her weakness and my strength, and that she was going down. It really engaged her spirit, and she made up her mind to give it all she had. So she put me down fast and held me there. I said to her, "Oprah, why don't we both win?" She said, "No way." I said, "Why not?" She answered, "I was raised on the street. Anyone talked to me that way, no way I'd give in to them." "Fair enough, Oprah. Let's let you win again." Again, she said, "No way." There was no trust. I said, "Look, what we'll do is gradually come up to the center, then we'll go back on your side and you win another dollar, and I know how bad you need that." We had fun with it, and eventually, as did she, almost everyone learns the lesson. As the Far Eastern expression goes, one picture is worth a thousand words. I believe that one experience is worth a thousand pictures. The audience's picture of that arm wrestle is truly worth 10,000 words, and the participant's experience is worth a thousand pictures. Perhaps you, as the reader, can envision it in your own mind, and if you want to see its power, just try it with one of your children, your spouse, or one of your associates. You see, most people won't go through the tough work of thinking win-win and seeking first to understand to get to the third alternative. This is evidenced by our research that only one-third of the XQ respondents agree that they work in a win-win environment with win-win thinking. It requires a private victory. It requires considerable success at the personal level to get to the point where your security lies within you rather than in people's opinions of you or in being right. The power lies in your ability to be vulnerable because deep down, your integrity to your value system based on principles makes you invulnerable and secure. You can then afford to be open to influence and flexibility. You can afford to search, not knowing where you're going to end up, knowing only that it would be better than where you and the other person are starting from.